This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Now, Coach, overall thoughts on the game we just saw?
Well, it's been nice to be the big boy for once, you know, and it's been a tough road, and we played some tough teams early, and we needed a game like this to get the rust off before we get into conference play. I wish we could have played a little bit better defensively. We had a pack that we didn't want them to score over 45, and you see what we got with that. I guess second half we did a little bit better, but not much. But we really got to do a better job of defending, and we really got to do a better job of focusing on our defense. And that's something that I know that in order to win a championship, that's what we have to be able to do. Times that we say we're going to get a stop in this possession, we got maybe 50%, but to me that's not good enough. And with a team like this, they should not have scored as many as they should. So it's a bittersweet win.
That's right. Happy New Year, Bobby.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you, man. Bakari Copeland, we know he's a go-to guy. He was a stat stuffer tonight. He only missed one shot totally for the entire basketball game. Perfect from the three-foot line. Perfect from three-point land. And he's becoming one of your better three-point shooters. And he was 6 for 7 from the floor. What can you say about Bakari?
Well, I told him he had to be a little bit stingy. There was a couple times where he had opportunities to finish, and he didn't. And I want him to be – he has to be stingy like that in some instances for us. And I told him tonight should have been a stat stuffer for him, especially on the rebounding.
Right. Yeah.
I said, control the boards. The scoring is going to come. We're going to come to you. And to me, 4 rebounds is obviously not enough. He didn't do what I asked him to do. And right. I'm going to address that when I get back.
That's course. Right.
Well, Tyler Jones coming off the bench, the tune of 19 points, 5 rebounds. His 2 big outputs so far this season have come on this home floor. So we're learning about the freshman that he really likes playing in this building.
Yeah, he's a talent. And I'm trying to get him to play with that aggression every night. You can look at him. You just never know when he's there.
He likes the height center, I think.
And that's a good thing because we need to be able to protect home court. And we need him to score like that for us.
I want to ask you about a couple of sets. We noticed you had your big guy up top a couple of times as a trailer with Opec playing up there. Is that something we're going to see when we hit MEAC play?
Well, tonight, due to Thomas Rivera, some misfortunes that he had, he didn't play tonight.
Right.
But that's part of us being disciplined with our program, and we expect you to do what we ask you to do.
Right.
So Rico hopefully won't have to play very much point for us. But, you know, he tonight he was able to suffice, and we were able to get around it.
He's an athlete. He did a pretty good job. He's a great team player, so he does whatever you ask him to do.
Yeah, but he's still got to be a lot more aggressive. I told him he can't run from the ball, and he got to be a threat offensively, and he knows that. But I told him this is his senior year. He's not going to get this year back. He's not going to get this moment back. Right. And he has to be able to make sure he take advantage of these moments.
Well, the non-conference season's over now. The second season's about to begin. MEAC play on Saturday. What do you take from this game, and what's the biggest thing to improve on before we see North Carolina Central?
What I'm going to take from this game is the rust. You know, we needed a game prior to going into conference play. I'm going to take the rust from that, and I'm going to take the rest, and I'm going to take the win, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to move on. You know, North Carolina Central is a very talented team. They execute very well offensively. They're a very scrappy team. They're a very experienced team with fifth-year seniors. He has 6 of them. Very, very solid, very talented. Also, North Carolina A&T, a very scrappy team, very tough place to play in. We got to be focused. We got to concentrate. We got to go in with that mentality. I'm telling them every night we got to get that swagger. And I've yet to get that or find that yet, but we got to get a certain look on our faces, a certain look that I look for to know that that team has it, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, we're certainly diving in here with the MEAC schedule. You can't say, you know, dipping the toes in. Well, Coach, thank you, and
good
luck. We'll see you on Saturday. Bobby Collins, head coach of the victorious Hawks, 90-65 over Valley Forge.